This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Oslo, Norway, as part of his multi-nation tour. This visit includes bilateral talks between India and Norway and also the third India-Nordic summit. The visit will give impetus to India's relations with the Nordic countries. The Prime Minister, after concluding his two-day visit to Sweden, said his visit was marked by several important outcomes that will add new momentum to bilateral relations. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, from elevating their bilateral ties to a strategic partnership, launching the Joint Innovation Partnership 2.0 and the India-Sweden Technology and Artificial Intelligence Corridor, to setting an ambitious goal of doubling bilateral trade in the next 5 years, the discussions were highly productive. He thanked the people of Sweden, the government of Sweden and Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson for the warmth and friendship. Congress leader V.D. Satheesan was sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Kerala today at a grand ceremony held at the Central Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram. Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar administered the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Satheesan. A 21-member cabinet took office alongside the chief minister. 16 members in the new ministry are becoming ministers for the first time. The Congress party has 11 representatives in the new cabinet. The Indian Union Muslim League has 5 ministers. Immediately following the swearing-in ceremony, the newly formed government convened its first official cabinet meeting today. The cabinet of the government of West Bengal has given in principle approval to the formation of the 7th pay commission for the employees of the government of West Bengal, various government boards, corporation and other state-aided bodies and schools. In a significant decision, the cabinet today also gave in principle approval to stop various direct benefit transfers from the 1st of June under the Information and Cultural Affairs Department and Minority and Madrasa Department of the state government. The scholarship schemes will continue under these departments. The state government also gave approval for the free transport facility for women in the state. The Annapurna scheme will be introduced from the 1st of June for the women of the state, under which 3,000 rupees will be transferred under the direct benefit transfer. Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari chaired a cabinet meeting today at the state secretariat, Nabanna. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today flagged off a fleet of state-of-the-art Dial 112 emergency response vehicles and modern forensic mobile vans at a state-level function held in Raipur. So far, the Dial 112 service was available in only 16 districts of Chhattisgarh. The state government has now expanded the service to all 33 districts. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India is progressing rapidly despite global challenges and uncertainties, launching the website of Bharat Vyapar Mahotsav in New Delhi today. Mr. Goyal emphasized that the enthusiasm to move forward should never diminish and everyone must continue working tirelessly.
India-made products and services should expand even more rapidly across the world. We should not be satisfied merely because we are the world's fastest growing economy. We must never become complacent and should always think about bigger leaps forward. We need to continuously reflect on what more can be done, keep working tirelessly and keep bringing new ideas and innovations forward.
U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Iran the clock is ticking as talks to bring the war to an end have stalled. In a social media post, President Trump said time is running out and called upon Tehran to move quickly towards an agreement. Meanwhile, Iranian media has reported that the U.S. failed to make any concrete concessions in its response to Tehran's latest proposals to end the conflict. Iranian state media said a lack of compromise from Washington would lead to an impasse in the negotiations. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading down during the last hour of trade today. The Sensex dropped 73 points to 75,165, while the Nifty slipped 38 points to 23,606 when reports last came in. In IPL cricket, hosts Chennai Super Kings will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium at 7:30 p.m. this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.